Hello and welcome back to Sport for Wrestling, the Go Home Show podcast. I'm Michael Henson and today I'm delighted to be joined by NXT UK superstars Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan-Webster. How are you both?
Good, thanks man. Thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, really excited. Thanks man.
And obviously tonight it is the big one. It's Thursday night and it is NXT UK is back. What are you most excited about the return?
For me personally, I'm just excited for the world to see us kind of make a comeback, to be honest. I mean, I think NXT UK literally displays the best wrestling that you can get from Europe. And I think that we've come back even more motivated than ever before. And genuinely, I'm just excited to see the world's reaction to everything. The production, because I'm sure you've seen the BT Sport venue that we're performing in. You know, the news of the Heritage Cup is absolutely huge. I'm excited for it all. I really am. It sounds kind of generic, but I'm genuinely excited for the world to see NXT UK back in action better than ever.
And Flash, just picking up on Mark's point now about the facilities at BT Sport, I was lucky to go down in January when they launched the partnership. How have you found the facilities down there?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. I think we've been very fortunate since the start of the brand that we've been a touring brand. So we've been able to go every corner of this country and kind of show them what we're about. But, you know, there's something special about having a home base. I think that's why NXT in the States has done so well with Full Sail. And the guys and girls at BT Sports have been, they've been brilliant. The facilities are top notch. And I know I speak for everybody there when we say we can't wait for this to become our home base, for this to become our version of Full Sail. And, you know, to just show the world that we have top quality wrestling and top quality production.
And how have you found it with no fans? Because obviously, NXT UK is very, very popular over here, as with any show that comes over. How have you found it adjusting with no fans?
To be honest with you, it's quite daunting to start off with. You kind of, as performers, especially wrestling, the third or fourth person in the match is the fans. They give you that energy, you feed off them. And, you know, some of the best moments ever is when that crowd erupts. So it was quite daunting to start off with. But I'm not going to lie, I can't really tell you what goes on. But being there with no fans, I kind of liked it. It really kind of drilled home that competition aspect and that true sporting aspect. I've really got into MMA over the last couple of months, especially during lockdown. I have it all like no fans and quite small and quite intimate. It's been quite lovely to watch. And I think that we capture that atmosphere just right.
And Mark, coming to you, I've read in an interview that you've done elsewhere about Shawn Michaels producing it via like a Zoom connection, whatever it is. How have you found that aspect?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, technology, right? How crazy is it that we can produce a wrestling show with Shawn Michaels and Triple H over the phone, essentially? You know what I mean? Over the internet. I think that's mind-blowing. But I'll be honest, it goes to show, again, that the kind of the level that BT Sport venue is at. I mean, you can see how it looks. It looks incredible. And the fact that now it's going to become our home base, it's like our equivalent of Full Sail. And quite frankly, I think it gives Full Sail a run for its money. I'm going to throw out that right now. I mean, Full Sail's an incredible, incredible space as well. But BT Sport one is mind-blowing. And the fact that we can have, you know, guys like Shawn Michaels and Triple H on the other end, watching it as it's happening, you know, giving us feedback as it's happening, that's just, it's amazing. You know, I never thought that the UK wrestling scene would have something like this in NXT UK and in the BT Sport venue. The fact that we get to work now, you know, under these circumstances is incredible. And I mean, I'm going to keep saying how excited I am, to be honest, because it really is like nothing I've ever seen before. It's nothing I've ever experienced in my 15 years of wrestling. So I'm just super excited for everybody to see what we've come up with.
And Flash, picking up on something you mentioned with the Heritage Cup, you've obviously been revealed as one of the participants. But what is, without any spoilers, what makes British Round Rules so special?
Well, I think the best way, I think we've been describing it this way for a while, is it's the old school meets the new school. It's the old British style meets the new modern wrestling. And I think it's just, it's so exciting, it's so different. You've got to think to yourself, I've got 3 minutes and I've got to try to get this game plan in play all these 3 minutes. Sometimes that will go to plan, sometimes that won't. But after that, you've got a gap, you've got 20 seconds, you can rethink, you can go to your corner, you can kind of, you know, adapt, right? Did that work? Did this work? And then approach it again. And on the flip side as well, me and Mark, we're real exciting wrestlers, we're real fast-paced, we're quick movers. Once we start momentum building, that's when matches really become like our bread and butter. And there's nothing worse than, you know, have that momentum building and running and then the bell goes. And then you kind of got to put it on hold, and you've got to kind of figure out now, right, okay, do I continue with what I've been doing, or they now had that 20 seconds to anticipate it, and are you going to have to change what you're doing? So it really is that kind of modern style of wrestling mixed with the old school, and you just got to kind of think that this is going to open up the door possibilities no end and really kind of show what NXT UK is all about.
Obviously, with the 20-second break, as you described, it's almost like introducing the American audience to the boxing-style UK match. So it combines them both quite well.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, as I said, I got really into my MMA over the last couple of months. And kind of watching that and then hearing that this was getting announced was brilliant for me. And there's a lot of competitors here that have done this sort of rounds before, and there's people who haven't done them at all. So I think it's a total mix of trying to figure out, okay, if I've already done these before and now it's on TV, do I bring what I've learned before into this, or do I try to approach it completely different? And again, people who've never done it before, people who've never seen it before, are really going to have to try to get used to it. But again, I think it's really opening the door for a whole complete different style and just kind of making us completely different to what you see over in America.
And Mark, coming to you, obviously this tag team, people might have only just found out about you in NXT UK, but your roots go back to 2011, in I believe in one of the smaller promotions in Wales. What was your first sort of thought and reaction when you met Flash? How good was he back in the day?
You know what? Me, that's a great question. I don't know, I must have been 14 years old when I first met Flash, I think. Flash must have been, what, 15, 16 maybe?
15, yeah.
I mean, I remember seeing him and Wild Boar, Mike Kitchman, and a few of their friends show up to our wrestling training class, and I was blown away. These guys were busting out stuff which I'd never seen before, and I was like, whoa, like these guys are, you know, crazy good, crazy athletic. And ever since then, I mean, we've traveled the world together since then, you know. I mean, that's the thing. Me and Flash, although we tagged a little bit on the indies when we were younger, our first real stab at being a tag team together was here at NXT UK. But it's crazy because most people who get put together in this kind of makeshift tag team, they just have to kind of run with it. Although we were put together in a slightly makeshift tag team, we had 10 years of friendship before that. You know, so it's not like the chemistry was lacking there anyway. You know, we've been in the ring as partners over the last 10 years, as competitors against each other, and we've just traveled the world, you know, all the UK, doing shows everywhere with each other for, as I said, the last 10 years. So there's very real chemistry there. And I can tell you this, I'm sure I speak on behalf of Flash as well. We have a lot of fun when we're in the ring tagging together, because that natural chemistry does come out. You know, it's as if, you know, we're hanging out outside the ring, but we are in the ring wrestling. So it's awesome. I mean, the best tag teams I've experienced have been when you're tagging with a friend, whether it's been Flash Morgan Webster, whether it's been Eddie Dennis when I wrestle in Progress, whether it's been Pete Dunne when we tagged on the indies as well. You know, I've always had the best chemistry when it's someone who I'd be friends with in real life. And I think that's why me and Flash work so well as a team.
I'm flipping the question to you, Flash. In your interview after winning the title, you said when you first saw Mark, you knew he was destined for greatness. What aspect stood out most back then for him?
I'll be honest with you, as Mark said, like a lot of my friends, we didn't really know about the British wrestling scene. We didn't really know about the Welsh wrestling scene. So we kind of, you know, been kind of self-taught for a long time, kind of watching stuff and then practicing in like Mike Hitchman's garden and stuff like that. So when we did see one or two shows, the scene's very different now. But back then, you know, the quality and the standard wasn't what it is today. So when we started going training, like, we kind of walked in, as Mark said, a lot of us were able to do a lot of things that people couldn't. Whereas Mark was one of the people that we looked at and going, wait a second, who's this kid? And again, he was like, at this point, 13, 14 years old. And he could moonsault and stuff like that. And we were just, again, blown away by Mark. And as I said, you can just tell his commitment, his passion. He's the reason why he was the first person in Wales to break out. Like, he was in America before all of us. And, you know, I think I summed it up after we won the belts. I turned and said, when I looked at Mark Andrews, if you turned and said to me that this is the man who was going to become the first Welsh champion in WWE, I wouldn't have argued with you. But I had the absolute pleasure to be able to be one of those as well, stood right next to him.
And one of your probably career highlights, or the best career highlight, last year, Cardiff, NXT TakeOver. Can you describe that feeling, both of you, of when that bell rang, how you felt?
You know what? It was as incredible as it was. It was relief as well. Because I can tell you that me and Flash, the week leading up to that event, we were both so nervous. You know, it flipped back and forth. I'd be nervous and he'd be calm, and he'd be nervous and I'd be calm, constantly ping-ponging back and forth. And I'll be honest, it felt like it was a pinch me. It was an I'm dreaming moment, because it wasn't just that we won the tag championships. It wasn't just that it was in Wales in front of, you know, all of our friends and family. On top of that, it was, you know, we're the first Welsh champions in WWE history. On top of that, it was my band played the theme song for the event. Like, it felt like everything had been lined up. It was too good to be true. And we were convinced that something was going to go wrong, you know, an injury or, you know, we would screw up or some way, you know, we wouldn't capture the championships. And I feel like when it actually happened, it was this relief of, okay, we nailed it. You know, it all went fine. But yeah, it was overwhelming, to be honest. And that feeling didn't die down for a good few days, because I felt like, you know, being in front of our home country and so many of our friends and family were there, and people watching at home, you know, the messages were flooding in afterwards. And yeah, still to this day, I get goosebumps thinking about it.
And you flash, obviously your celebration was very Eddie Guerrero after winning the title, jumping into the crowd.
I think I said in an interview recently, like, there's two aspects that kind of really drummed home me wanting to become a wrestler. And the first one was seeing Eddie Guerrero, as you said, win the championship, jumping in the crowd and celebrating. And that was the moment I went to myself, oh, I'd love to do this. This is something I'd love to do. And I expressed it to a few people in my hometown, and that's when I discovered Adrian Street. And Adrian Street then was like this guy who'd, you know, was from the same town as I'm from. And he went off to America and he conquered the world. And then, so like to be able to go out and celebrate in the crowd with my hometown like Eddie Guerrero, but also to get backstage and see Adrian Street stood there, you know, clapping and coming up to me and Mark. It's like, let's get a picture together. You know, it really was a full circle moment.
Picking up something Mark said there, what was the best message or in person that was said to you after winning the belts?
I'm sorry, Flash, I just jumped in there. But the first one that comes to mind was William Regal when we got backstage. And just kind of how happy and how proud he was of us. And then on top of that, you got Shawn Michaels and Triple H right there. And I mean, those are three guys right there who, you know, childhood heroes, really. You know, William Regal being, like, in my eyes, the most successful and most famous British wrestler of all time in a lot of ways. And Triple H and Shawn Michaels just being every kid's favorite wrestler, to be honest. And seeing how proud those three were really drove it home for me and just made it all that more magical of a moment.
I think them two perfectly, and I think even me and Mark like spoke afterwards, especially speaking to Regal, you could kind of like, it felt like he was very proud of the show and of what we'd accomplished that day, and you could sense that. But I think Mark will testament to this, that I'm not really an overly emotional person. I think Mark shows his emotion a little bit more than me and stuff like that. But when I came through the curtain and we saw the state the Wild Boar Mike Hitchman was in. Like, again, I've known him since I was 11, 12 years old, and he had tears in his eyes. And I looked at him and went, you need to stay away from me, because if you start, then I'll start. And I walked away. But yeah, I think that coming backstage and seeing the likes of Eddie Dennis and seeing the likes of Wild Boar Mike Hitchman and seeing how happy they were that they were there that night and they got to witness it, I think, you know, that means the absolute world to me.
And final question now, moving into sort of the music question. Mark, excluding your own, and Flash, you can have any, what is the best theme song in WWE history?
Oh, excluding mine? Who knows?
That'll be number one.
A song that I always play on piano and annoy my girlfriend with is Shawn Michaels' entrance music, because, I mean, what a masterpiece, you know? But I'm going to go out there and say Christian's old theme by Story of the Year is an absolute classified banger right there.
I think, if I'm honest, I think there is not an entrance music in the world of professional wrestling that doesn't make your hair stand up on end than when you hear the glass shatter and Stone Cold Steve Austin's music goes off. For me, that is it. The moment it happens, to quote JR, business has just picked up, and I think that's exactly how I feel whenever I hear that music.
Which version, though? The Disturbed version, the original? Yeah.
You know, the one that he says was written based on Rage Against the Machine. Definitely that one.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to speak to me. Great interview, and yeah, I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow night.
Cheers, Michael. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, man.